Hi there, this is Ella Starr with your Key Races and Bets podcast for Saturday, April 3rd, Derby Prep Weekend, a fantastic series of races around the country, stakes races galore, including three offering big points for the Derby, which comes up in 4 weeks. As always, the Key Races and Bets podcast and the companion, the Key Races and Bets blog, the written version, brought to you by amwager.com, amwager.com. If you're not already a member, check it out. It's a great legal online wagering site available to residents in most states and carrying most tracks in North America. amwager.com, amwager.com, where you can also get the Key Races and Bet blog by clicking on How to Bet and Ella Starr's blog. We're going to start with one of the many great stakes races around the country. This is the Commonwealth Stakes, race 7 at Keeneland, 424 Eastern on Saturday, April 3rd. And we'll start with this race because Hidden Scroll is a standout, in my opinion, in spite of opening as the second betting choice at 5-2 on the morning line. I just don't get the 8-5 favoritism afforded to Flagstaff, who has won just one of his last eight going back to the beginning of 2020, and he was only close to winning one of the other seven when beaten ahead in September. Furthermore, trainer John Sadler just doesn't seem to know what to do to get this horse to win, as he put blinkers on for a stakes last month in which Flagstaff ran third around the track, and now he takes him off again. Instead, Hidden Scroll is the play. He comes back from nearly 6 months off, came back from 6 months off last month in a highly rated allowance race, his first start for trainer Brad Cox, and won easily in spite of early trouble and in spite of going wide. Hidden Scroll was supposed to be a top three-year-old in 2019 after winning his debut by 14 lengths, but didn't follow up on that. And then his connection decided on turf, where he was miserable. Moving back to dirt for that last race, that race last month, Hidden Scroll returned to form and should have run even better second on the layoff, as most of Cox's trainees do. Attachment Rate ran the best race of his career last time out at the end of February in a one-turn mile, and should appreciate this 7-furlong trip, so must be considered four exactas as well as doubles involving this race, as should Hog Creek Hustle, who rallied in a spy ahead in a stakes-quality allowance at this 7-furlong trip at Keeneland last fall. In the Commonwealth Stakes, race 7, Keeneland, Saturday, April 3rd, post 424, we're going to make a win bet on Hidden Scroll as a low-odds overlay, 3-2 or higher. The exacta, we're going to play two exactas here, boxing Hidden Scroll and Attachment Rate, and boxing Hidden Scroll and Hawk Creek Hustle. And then we'll play some doubles from the 7th and 8th. Race 7, Hidden Scroll. Race 8, Imprimi, Turned Aside, Bound for Nowhere, and Hollis. Moving on to Race 8, this is the Shakertown Stakes. As opposed to 457, Race 8 at Keeneland on Saturday, April 3rd. And Turned Aside gets slight preference, mostly because he opens at 6-1. He's a newly turned four-year-old, making his second start after 3 months off and after changing barns, and he will prefer this 5.5-furlong trip over the 5-furlong trip he ran last time out when fourth in the Turf Dash Stakes at Tampa. Right before the layoff, Turned Aside ran best race of his career at this distance, winning the Aqueduct Turf Sprint Championship with a 1.13 Echo Base figure, which is as good as the best figures in this race. He gets a good post in the middle of the gate, can stalk whoever goes for the lead, so likely to move up a ton. Second off the layoff, Turned Aside may be the one to beat, and certainly is the one to bet. Bound for Nowhere shows up every time with a 6 wins, 2 seconds, 1/3 record in 10 U.S. starts, all turf sprints. Particularly, he loves Keeneland, and he loves this race to Shakertown, having won it in 2018, missing by a neck in both 2019 and last July. The outside post helps Bound for Nowhere avoid any traffic issues, and it's very likely he'll be in front or inches away at the wire again. Imprimi won this race in 2019, beating Bound for Nowhere by a neck. He's won 3 of 8 U.S. starts, and if you toss his 2 tries in the Breeders' Cup Turf Sprint when in against some of the best turf sprinters in the world, he's better than that. His record is better than that, I should say. He, too, will appreciate the extra half furlong after missing by a half length at 5 furlongs in the same race Turned Aside finished 4th in. And Paco Lopez gets back aboard after 6 races with the jockeys, most notably Paco having ridden Imprimi to his 2019 Shakertown win. Hollis is a horse at decent odds to be used on exact and trifecta tickets at the least and doubles. He's been first or second in 11 of 16, mostly on dirt, but he won the Turf Sprint Stakes last fall at Pimlico on Preakness weekend and enters the race off two big efforts on dirt. In the Shakertown, race 8 at Keeneland, post 4:57 Saturday, April 3rd. Turned aside to win bet at 2-1. We should play an exacta and trifecta box. The same four contenders turned aside, Bound for Nowhere, Imprimi, and Hollis. Moving on to one of the major derby preps on the weekend, the Wood Memorial. This is race 10 at Aqueduct with a post of 5:58 Eastern. And Weyburn was disregarded by bettors at 46-1 one month ago in the Gotham Stakes, proved to be an exceptionally tough competitor when winning by a nose. After tending the pace only a half length behind the leader for the first half mile, Weyburn engaged for the lead the rest of the race, first battling head-to-head with Freedom Fighter, who had been setting the pace, then battling nose-to-nose the entire last eighth of a mile with Crowded Trade. That effort occurring one month ago leads me to believe that Weyburn will not regress and will move forward and run even better in the Wood. Considering Weyburn earned a career-best 105 echo-based figure tied for best in the field with Crowded Trade, it would take significant improvement by any of the other runners except Crowded Trade to run faster than Weyburn, demonstrating logical improvement in his second start following 3 months off. As such, Weyburn gets slight preference among two horses I feel stand out against the rest in terms of their probability to win. The other, of course, is Crowded Trade. He has no knocks. He won his career debut at the end of January before stepping into stakes company in the Gotham last month and gave it his all. Third place, Gotham finisher, highly motivated, is looking for different scenery and will run the Toyota Bluegrass Stakes. And with no other horse having run as fast as either Crowded Trade or Weyburn, with a 105 figure in the Gotham, this lightly raced colt making the third start of his career has significant improving to do and must be considered a strong contender. As to his breeding to run this 9 furlong trip, there's no doubt, as a son of More Than Ready, that's not an issue, as the sire's Catholic Boy won graded stakes at a mile and a quarter. Trained by Chad Brown, ridden by red-hot Eric Cancel, Crowded Trade has every right to turn the tables on Weyburn in their second meeting and move on to the Kentucky Derby. Prevalence, like Crowded Trade, has only run twice, and likewise, his second race was a one-turn mile in which he ran impressively. After winning his debut by 8 lengths in handy fashion, earning a 99 figure, Prevalence won his second start just as easily by 3 lengths with a 98 figure. I think he could have gone faster. Perhaps, more importantly, after he crossed the finish line, it was noted by the astute chart caller for Equibase that Prevalence was, quote, urged past the wire for an eighth of a mile or so past the finish, end quote. That's significant, as it shows a plan beforehand between jockey Tyler Gaffalione, who rides here in the Wood, and trainer Brendan Walsh, who happened to have trained top three-year-old Maxfield last year, to give Prevalence the experience of running the distance of this race, or whatever race they chose, at a mile and an eighth. Being a son of Medaglia d'Oro, who sired tremendous stakes winners like Songbird and Wonder Godot, if Prevalence got the foundation for this race as intended by the gallop out, improving enough to win the Wood Memorial is not out of the question. I do have issues with a couple of the horses, particularly Morning Line favorite Risk-Taking and Brooklyn Strong. Brooklyn Strong won the Remsen over the track at the 9-furlong trip of the Wood, but that was 4 months ago. And I can't take a horse coming back off 4 months later in the three-year-old campaign against horses that have run more recently. Risk-Taking won the Withers in February, but skipped the Gotham. I have no idea why, but I don't like that skip. And Candyman Rocket won the Sam Davis, but ran 11th in the Tampa Bay Derby, and I don't think you get here from there or there from here, whatever you want to say. I don't think you go from 11th to being in the top three. In the Wood Memorial Race 10 at Aqueduct, post 5:58 Eastern, win bets are called for on both Weyburn and Crowded Trade at 2-1 or more. You can bet them both here because Risk-Taking, I think, is vulnerable. And when making multiple win bets, use a dutching tool to do the work of allocating your dollars for the best edge. A dutching tool lets you set the amount you want to bet or the amount you want to win. Then based on the odds, your bets are proportioned accordingly. AmWager has a great dutching tool among many other great features and perks. You can get that at AmWager.com. If you're not a member, check it out. For the exacta, we're going to box Weyburn and Crowded Tail, and then we're going to come back and play another box of Weyburn, Crowded Tail, and Prevalence. Moving on to another of the big three-year-old preps on the weekend, the San Anita Derby. This is at 7:15 Eastern. It's race 8 at San Anita on Saturday, April 3rd. And I think Rock Your World can post a mild upset in this race, opening at 4-1. He ran as fast as likely favorite Medina Spirit when Medina Spirit was second in the San Felipe 1 month ago, earning the same 98 equus-based feed figure. And he's on a pattern to improve significantly in his third start and second route. Although both those races were on turf, the last win, the one in the route, was in the Pasadena Stakes. Not a maiden, not an allowance. And he has the breeding to transition to dirt and run big as a son of Candy Ride, who has produced some tremendous stakes winners on dirt, including Gunrunner, Game Winner, and Vekoma. Best of all, the most recent workout, 5 furlongs on the dirt, was the best of 82 on the day. Whereas Medina Spirit has not improved in his last 3 starts around 2 turns, going from 109 to 97-98 figures, Rocky World went from 94 to 98 in his first route and can break through the 100 threshold here and post the upset. Medina Spirit is certainly a contender considering exotic bets, but now with Baffert Barnes standout Life is Good out, he will be considered as having a much higher probability to win that is realistic and will be a poor win bet. Defeated by Life is Good in the Sham at a mile in January with a 109 figure, he didn't run faster 4 weeks later when winning the Robert B. Lewis by a neck after leading by a length early, that was clearly second best by his now sidelined stablemate last month in the San Felipe. Still, if Rocky World does not transition to dirt, this is Medina Spirit's race to lose. That being said, Trainer Sadler's other runner, Bing Back Ring Luck, is really interesting opening at 20-1. Relegated to the maiming claiming ranks last August in only the second start of his career, Back Ring Luck woke up in his first dirt route in October when missing by a neck, then won his next route in November. Claimed out of that race, Back Ring Luck took 3.5 months off and came back to win gainly by a head around 2 turns in a very highly rated allowance race. Here in a 97 figure in that allowance win, very much equivalent to the 98 figure Medina Spirit earned in the San Felipe and Rocky World earned winning the Pasadena. It was such a good effort that Back Ring Luck was privately purchased and sent to California to John Sadler with the intention probably of running in this race. Making his second start as a 3-year-old, it's likely Back Ring Luck will at least run as well as he did last month, and as such, he could help us make a nice profit in the exotics. I certainly plan to bet a few bucks to win on him, so I won't be kicking myself, particularly since his sire Malibu Moon produced the 2017 San Anita Derby winner, Gormley. In the San Anita Derby, race 8 at San Anita with a post of 7:15 Eastern. Win bet, Rock Your World at 2-1 or more. Win bet, Back Ring Luck at 5-1 or more, and luckily, for a smaller amount, and luckily, we don't have to determine how much to bet on both horses if we use a Dutching tool, because it proportions the bets based on the odds to help us gain a mathematical edge. That's one of the great reasons I bet with AmWager.com. For the exacta, we're going to box Rock Your World, Back Ring Luck, and Medina Spirit. Don't forget, you can get the written version of this podcast, which is the Key Races and Bets blog, by going to AmWager.com, clicking on How to Bet at LSTAR's blog. While you're there, if you're not a member, check it out. Great perks and tools for the better, free, free to sign up, legal in most states, carrying most tracks. Also, check out my YouTube channel and follow me at UberCapper on Twitter. Good luck on Saturday, April 3rd.